This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the attempted takedown of free speech is happening right now. And the left thinks we're so brain dead, so in a catatonic state watching TV and watching football or whatever, that we don't know they banned Christians, conservatives everywhere. They're moving forward with giant riot gangs, martial law plans. It's quite a time to be alive. They're about to grab Julian Assange and put him in prison in the U.S. I mean, you know, this is real. This isn't a joke. It's not a drill. It's the real deal. And they want to break this country financially. They want to bring in total division. They want to teach cultural division, the opposite of Martin Luther King in schools. They want to betray the real Christian revolution this country's seen. CNN lies about banned InfoWars videos, a new censorship attempt. See the banned videos for yourself. Go read the article. You can also sign a petition to stop shadow banning that is having an effect in Congress. But you got to do some effort. You know, go get the article and go there and do it. And some other things we're trying as hard as we can to do. But you have to understand, this isn't just spectator stuff. And I know you know that. But if we're sitting here talking to you and we're talking about all the things that need to be done, if you don't share the articles, if you don't download the free app, Infowars.com/app, if you don't tell people about the app, if you don't tell them about the verboten nature of the show and that, hey, they're trying to shut this down, people won't understand what's happening. The enemy will win. And scumbags like Brian Stelter, he thinks you're weak. He's a little weak, twisted, evil person spiritually, but he has the energy to dominate, and he thinks it's a big joke that he sees more superior men and women under his control. He can't believe that he's having such a heyday with you, and it's only because you've been unconscious. Let's go out a little Mayberry piece here, and then we'll come back from break. Mike Adams, who is taking action. We really appreciate Mike. He took action. He wrote the report. Paul got it out. It got to the president. Now the domino's almost falling. We've almost got the censorship exposed. We're almost going to rout these people. But without you promoting it, and God, without me manning up with my organizational skills, our crap, and getting the full force out, because we've got the enemy's destruction in our hand, but we don't launch it. We just don't deliver it down the pike. We will do it, though. God help me. Here it is.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere sets the nation on its ear. And the shock at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back to chase those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and men were brave on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down over me.
It was back on May 29th that Roseanne Barr made the tweet about Valerie Jarrett that put a screeching halt to her mega successful reboot that gave a voice to middle America.
And I was so sad that people thought it was racist. And then I went into the whole thing about the whole discussion of racism, and that blew my mind because it's so much a part of what the show I was doing was about. And I'm like, why can they not see my work? And then I got really messed up thinking, in this world, it seems as if words matter more than actions, but in the real life world, actions matter more than words. And my actions over 30 years as an artist and a comedian, I've always been,
you know, I love this.
We've got power towards all.
We've got all these videos out there just of the left screaming N-word at the ICE people, all the rest of it, the craziest race-baiting, white people are inherently evil. And then Roseanne Barr says that he's a Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and then she's got to apologize, and she goes on Hannity to fall on her sword over some stupid sitcom that a bunch of zombies watch. I mean, I'm just sick of it. But here's the big article that went out a week and a half ago that got picked up. Now you see the president saying shadow banning's illegal. He's going to investigate it. Congressman Gates has gone from supporting it a week ago to saying it's terrible. He feels violated. Emergency big tech's plot to kill free speech revealed. We're going to retweet that at Real Alex Jones because they hate it. And then there is the master censorship plan decoded that Mike Adams put together. And it's 50-something pages. It got to the president. So, Mike, now I know for a fact it got to the president. You see a week and a half later, he's saying yesterday it's illegal, the shadow ban. So at least we're forcing it out in the open what they've been doing. They were so arrogant to put shadow bans on all the Republicans, even though they have voting power. They've now begun to back off of that, at least on the surface. We know they'll creep back in later, but this is a big deal. Thanks for coming in with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me here. And what's extraordinary about what's happening today is that Twitter now is denying that they're shadow banning the president, even as they are shadow banning the president. So they're saying that they're not shadow banning anybody, but you just can't find their tweets unless you go directly to their page and look for them really, really hard. That's shadow banning. Hey, Jack, that's shadow banning. They're in a state of denial, Alex. And the thing is, here's what really hit me in the last couple of days in listening to your show and going through some of what I've experienced is that these people on the left, these tech giants, they are part of what they want to be a cultocracy, a cult of fanaticism, and they absolutely will not stop unless they are forced to stop.
And they're manned by a bunch of SJWs. They defame us. It's not about us, but they defame me, say things I didn't say, remove the videos, and then Facebook identically does the same thing.
Well, this is the other thing. The ACLU should give you an award for being a champion of freedom of speech. Where's the ACLU on all this? You know, where's Jeff Sessions on all this? The thing is, America owes you a debt of gratitude, frankly, for standing up for the freedom of speech, because if they take out Alex Jones and they falsely accuse you like they did with that video, they said that you pushed a child down, wasn't even you in the video, and then they ban your right to defend yourself, If they take you out, then they're going to take out Fox News. Then they're going to take out all conservative lawmakers.
And by the way, they're already saying that. They're like foaming at the mouth. What do you make, though, of Anderson Cooper having 4,000 viewers when he did this $18 million push on Facebook? They push notification everybody and no one tuned in. Don't they get that even if they were to ban us everywhere, people still hate them?
Well, this is the thing. The only way that they can even have a voice that's relevant in the marketplace of free ideas is to ban all opposing opinions. That's the point of banning you and me and others who have been banned. Remember, I've been completely blacklisted off YouTube for months. I've been shadow banned by Facebook and Twitter and others as well. The point is that if we are allowed to compete in a free marketplace of ideas, we win. Paul Joseph Watson, his ideas make sense. He wins. You win. We win. And if we can simply defend ourselves against the false accusations, then we can set the record straight. And then maybe
The real answer here is,
yeah,
they are misrepresenting who we are, building straw men, then silencing us so we can't respond to their fraud, and they're moving against everybody for civil unrest in the new year. They are moving towards the midterms. They're planning something big.
Right, this is
they wouldn't be
fraud.
Calculating like that. Well, yeah, exactly. Wouldn't be doing something this risky if they didn't have something big planned.
Remember that Robert Mueller charged, I think, 12 or 13 Russians with attempting to defraud the United States of America by interfering with elections. What is it that Twitter is doing, Facebook, Google? They are doing what the Russians never did, but that Robert Mueller accused the Russians of doing. Facebook is doing it every day. Twitter is doing it every day. They are defrauding the United States of America. And frankly, Alex, they are shredding. They are ripping apart the culture of this country. They are going to push us into an escalation that we want to avoid. That they are pushing it because they have declared a kind of war. This is the opening salvo of warfare against the American people. They are disenfranchising half the population. I can't believe I'm more animated right now than you are.
No, I'm just trying to shut up or I'll go wild. No, you're right, Mike, but here's the thing.
It's
so crazy that they're doing this and they're pulling out all the stops and they're dead. But the good news is no one's watching them.
Yeah. There's no oversight. And like I said, they have decided in their minds that they absolutely will not stop unless you make them stop. And that can be done by federal marshals. It could be done by federal regulation. Maybe the president, you know, can initiate some action.
Well, that's the beginning, pulling their security clearances. When you've got Clapper and all these guys on the Chi-Com payroll on record saying overthrow the government, go after conservatives. I mean, they're clearly seditious. They're not trying to work within the government or the system. They're trying to overthrow the election.
And you can't reason with these tech giants. You can't reason with them. There is no circumstance under which they will voluntarily recreate a level playing field of ideas. That will not happen. This is what we must understand. You can't appease them, Representative Gates. You can't appease these tyrants. They are authoritarian cultists, and they are fanatics. They are driven by their fanaticism. It's like a jihad against the freedom of speech in this country. That's what the left is doing today. That's the only way to describe it.
Well, that's it. This is the huge move against the First Amendment.
Yes.
A huge move against everything. It's happening now. And I can't even get conservatives to halfway wake up or even kind of figure anything out. It's going, oh, well, yeah. Because they were always censoring us and things, but that was lulling us in. It was kind of low level. Now it's exponential. This is the main assault. And Congressman Gates, we know he got the report. We know he got talked to. People asking, be a champion against shadow banning. This is wrong. And Roger Stone talked to him. Roger Stone got him to run for office to help him out. And Roger's mad at him right now because Gates got in the hearing and said, well, you're a private corporation. You can do whatever you want. Really? like AT&T can keep you from calling your mom on the phone? So until he got shadow banned, now he says he feels violated.
Yeah, right.
Why did he thought he would join with them and they'd leave him alone? No, they want pure voting blocks. They want Republicans out. What did Matt Gaetz think? Why did he think if he sat there and threw me under the bus and went along with their BS when he knew it wasn't true that he'd be protected?
Well, he thought that he could appease them, and that's what I'm trying to say. They cannot be reasoned with. These people are like fanatic terminators. You can't reason with them. And by the way, imagine, Alex, the outcry if they had selectively shadow banned LGBT people or African-American groups. Imagine the outcry if this was
done. But it's Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters and nationalists, and exactly. Then it's tanking Facebook stock because people get, they're all leaving. It's falling apart. They're killing the NFL. They're killing Hollywood. They're killing Facebook on the altar of defeating us. Don't they get that we weren't going to change our view just so we could be promoted on Facebook?
That's right.
They thought
right.
Pavlovianly to get their casino gulag chips, we would roll over to their ideology the last few years, and they can't believe, Mike, and their social engineering. That's the big victory, that we rejected it.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's why they're so desperate at this point, because they know that the spirit of freedom and liberty is rising up in the hearts and minds of the American people. And we will not be silenced, and we will not acquiesce to their twisted, distorted, delusional view of the world, this left-wing cultism where they say, you know, a biological man should be able to declare himself a woman and beat women in the face on a mat in a high school wrestling team and win the state championship because he says he's a woman. We reject that. We reject that because we are rooted in logic and reason and reality, economic reality, biological reality.
But I agree. But, I mean, when you've got millions of push notifications, Facebook hyping for weeks, Anderson Cooper's show, and it has 4.4 thousand viewers. I mean, yeah, dude, right, you could.
They can't compete. That's the thing.
Not even that. It's like no one will watch that.
No, because
drying paint would have more viewers.
The human spirit is rejecting the delusional fanaticism of the left, and that's why their censorship has gone ballistic.
No, you're right. It's a total. We're allergic to the left now.
Yeah, good way to put it.
We're allergic to CNN. God, I don't know. I've got a huge allergy.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is the attack on our republic. People wonder why all these other third world countries are hellholes, even though they have resources. Because people lay down, they just give in to the corruption. We have big mega banks, the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, trying to destroy this country right now. And they are openly shadow banning conservatives for 4 or 5 years. Now 97% Paul Watson banned on YouTube, on Twitter, so he only gets 500,000 views and, 10,000 retweets. It's the same with Mike Adams, myself. It's not about us, folks. I don't even want to do this anymore. Okay, Mike's already published 20, 30 best-selling books. He's got big websites. He's successful. We're in a war. They're trying to suppress everybody. And because of television, most people, even if they're awake, they're kind of in, this mode of they're gearing up for civil unrest. They're gearing up to shut everything down. They're admitting it's their plan. They're a bunch of failure scum. They shouldn't be able to dominate us. So, Mike Adams, your report. The censorship master plan decoded. It's linked in a Paul Joseph Watson article. We'll retweet it, Alex Jones, for people to find it easily. Emergency big tech plot to kill free speech revealed. There's a petition in here that's only like 100,000 signatures to reinstate gun, the pedophile apologist, 400,000. But it doesn't matter. The president's listening. Great job, Mike Adams, getting a report out. If people want a blueprint, I can't believe that other people didn't put a blueprint out. I can't believe that I literally got asked by high-level people in the government to do this. You think it makes me feel good that, I'm special. They're asking us to do it. No, it scares the living hell out of me that no one else seems to give a crap. And that's why they want to shut down, because we know what pieces of filth they are, and we have the answers to defeat them.
The realization from this, Alex, that you are alluding to is that no one is coming to save us. There's not some great deity out there that's going to save us from this political situation. We have to stand up and save ourselves. And that's why, just like you said, Alex, we didn't sign up for this. I don't want to be in this fight every day. This is not the life that I want to live. I was into just clean food and running a science lab and helping people stay healthy. That's really what I wanted to do. But now they've turned us into warriors for the freedom of speech. And we are on the front lines for whatever reason. We find ourselves here. And where,
it's because nobody else will do it. That's
the thing. Yes. And you and I are like, if no one will do it, we will pick up the sword.
And we're not feeling sorry for ourselves when we do something and it has instant effect. And it's like if we got 10% more active, we'd win in a day.
Yeah.
We have total victory in our hands if people will just do it.
And we are fighting for the sustainability of civilization. I mean, make no mistake. We cannot sustain ourselves as
the globalists admit they're trying to destabilize civilization and collapse it.
That's it. Freedom of speech is a pillar of sustainable civilization, not even to mention a constitutional republic. Without freedom of speech, without the open marketplace of ideas, you can't have a nation that sustains itself. You end up in collapse, but that's what they want. Amerizuela, they want that.
Because they've organized it globally to extract all the power during the collapse. It's an admitted plan. It's so diabolical. And why doesn't the average person get they've been targeted at an exponential spiritual level when resistant, Mike?
See, that I don't get that either, because we are so awake and so aware, and it hits us so hard. What is at stake? It's like just the ability to see where this can go, to project 2 years down the road and see the hellhole of tyranny and authoritarianism. That vision just comes to mind, and we fight against it.
Let me ask you this question. Clearly, I want you to elaborate on this. they're getting ready for something big, trying to shut everybody down right now. What do you think that is, and what should we do? Because I can feel their energy. I can see their action. I know they're coming. It's like we're being overrun by the enemy. We have the force to absolutely repel them and defeat them, but not if we're not aware.
Well, I'll share with you my worst-case scenario. I think they could do a nuclear false flag, dirty bomb, or nuclear attack.
Oh, don't put them past them to kill Trump.
Takes out Trump. Exactly. It takes out Trump. They blame it on Patriots, or they blame it on Trump's negotiations with North Korea. They could say it's North Korea fighting back against
Trump. Iran.
Or Iran, exactly. But they take out Trump, and they take out 200,000 Americans at the same time, and then they blame conservatives, and then they use that to blacklist all conservatives, all speech online, and any dissenting views. This is the plan. They have to silence you, Alex, and they have to silence me before...
Exactly. They wouldn't be taking the risk to shut us down when it wakes everybody up, the Streisand effect, if they weren't at a gut level. I know. I think well before the election, they're going to hit us. And I agree. I think it's going to be a biological or a nuclear event. But I think they want nuclear to kill POTUS.
See, that's the thing. All they have to do... is, and I'm not giving anybody ideas that they don't already know about.
Oh, absolutely.
They're trying to kill Trump every day. They're death threats against Trump every day. The thing is, these tech giants are complicit in this, Alex. They are complicit in silencing these voices, even while they're denying.
Well, they're completely coordinated.
Yes, clearly. And ultimately, I can tell you, if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, they would have already seized your domain names. They would not even be InfoWars.
Well, they said they were.
It was part of the plan. We were on the list.
It came out in the WikiLeaks that Soros would run the internet, and he pretty much does now. 20,000 of his fact checkers are the ones that like say I beat up a kid in Missouri.
Yeah, and the thing is,
that's such a bold lie, Mike.
It is.
Like they're acting like there's going to be no next month. I mean, you don't do stuff like that unless you don't think the future matters.
Right. But that you're exactly right. There's a point of desperation that they've reached because to them. Everything is contingent on what happens before the election, and they're willing to literally kill or have killed, I believe, hundreds of thousands of Americans to accomplish their goals of creating an authoritarian overlord society where no voice that is dissenting against the fanaticism of the left is allowed to even speak or to even exist. Tucker Carlson gets this. But where are all the others?
Tucker is going under massive attack. I don't even know Ed Fox for doing this. You think he wants to champion all the demonization of Alex Jones? No. He's next. Hell, they're calling before this even happened for him to be removed.
The reason I am here fighting for your voice, Alex, is because I see the big picture. I know what's at stake. I know that none of us will be allowed to exist in a free society. If they take away your First Amendment, they're going to take away your Second Amendment.
And by the way, they have admitted that. They say... they're going to take this. It's all in the news. They want Crowder off. They've already taken you off. They want Molyneux off. They want Tucker off. They want Sean Hannity off. Anybody that's loyal to America.
Real.video is taken off. 250 new channels a day. Real.video, the YouTube alternative, literally 250 new channels a day.
Can we live stream on that yet?
Not yet, but that's coming.
I want to set it up. We'll just leave YouTube.
I talked to your crew. All your videos are going live on there. I mean, the recorded videos are going on there right now, every day. All of InfoWars videos will be on Real.video. So if they ban you on YouTube, we've got an alternative. That's the key. And I'm losing money every day on that, Alex. I hope to make it revenue neutral at some point. But right now I'm losing money. I don't care. We have to have a platform.
Well, I agree. Soros used to put in $1 billion a year to bring down the U.S. He put in... was it $28 billion this year? He put they're all in. They're like, oh, you think you beat us? Full attack.
Yeah.
And I'm telling people, just if I have like a little bit of a jerk around the office, I love everybody. I did a spiritual gut level as a man. I'm trying to control myself because all my instincts and my everything is like on full combat mode.
And this is so far beyond you or I having an ego in this or even.
I'm saying my gut tells me this is it.
Exactly. This is we are fighting on the front lines for human civilization to have a sustainable model of good ideas.
You can feel an army coming over the hill before they even show up. And we can see them. We already know. You can feel it, though.
They will collapse everything we value if we let them win. Everything. They will destroy our civilization if we let them win. That's what's at stake.
America is the prize. We fall, it all falls. God Almighty. That's why I told Roger Stone on election night, I said, this is just the beginning of the real war. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bumper music last week and said cut that out, but nobody cut that out, so I apologize. Just remove that from the lineup. Can we just do that? Yeah, I'm sure we can get that done. Crew's great. I'm just really spoiling here for a fight with what's going on with the globalist. Elijah Schaefer And Joy Vila, it needs no introduction. She's going to be coming on. You know, Trump's Hollywood star got attacked by a pickaxe, and now folks come out and attack people that come out to it. And it's all very racially charged against white people. It's very, very sad what the globalists have created in this country. So it's really, really becoming a problem. Mike, clearly the media, all of it's building towards this, towards something big this late summer, this fall. Do you agree with that? And what do you think is going to happen, and how do we counter it?
Well, they're absolutely building towards something. We can't predict what it is, but we know the purpose of it is to, of course, steal the election, demonize all Trump supporters, and then bring in an authoritarian overlord type of society where only one official position is allowed to be spoken online about any given topic. That's the key. And it's the radical left that's going to determine what is allowed to be said about any given topic. And their positions are a moving target.
Because under community guidelines, hey, there's a viral video on ABC, NBC, CBS of an 11-year-old hitting adults in the face. A guy pushes him down. We play it like everybody else does. Say, what do you think? That turns into child endangerment. They don't let you see the video. They just say endangered child. It's all up to community guidelines, what their little bots, their little people, their little George Soros, Media Matters folks say.
Well, and let's be honest. Their community guidelines are enforced by people who are delusional because they themselves, the employees there who enforce these, have been subject to the indoctrination and brainwashing attempts of a fake news media. So this is circular reasoning. They say, we can ban you because our people say you're violating their guidelines, but their guidelines are false guidelines where they hate America. So if you love America, or if you are against people being attacked because they're Trump supporters, suddenly you're in violation. That's what it has come to. And we're not just at war with the tech giants. We are at war against irrationality. You see?
Let's go ahead and play this and we have it bleep. This is the Hollywood star of Donald Trump has been pickaxed out yesterday. And you've got a group of Hispanic young people who believe that whites are Nazis and that Trump's a Nazi. So they've showed up. You've got some Trump supporters. You hear people going, he's a Marine. That's just something somebody's saying. Don't beat up the Marine. So for radio listeners, you'll hear that. But you've got one person after another coming in and punching and attacking the two white guys who are evil because they're white. We're not trying to be racially based. We believe Martin Luther King, judge people in the content of what they actually do. But this is what the left has created, where they really believe that Trump's the devil, white people are the devil. This is the race-based politics the left is playing because this is the new system they're engaged in under globalism. Here's the clip.
Hey, you are, though. I can say if I want to, bro.
I want to.
Like me. You don't
get to
tell me what to do. But when I talk and use the word I use it.
I
don't give a what's up? What you gonna do?
Get out of my
We're deep in here. We're deep right here.
At that point, that man has the right to defend his life using whatever legal means are available to him.
Oh, it just goes on from here, where the rite of passage is beat up a white guy. And again, I'm not going to hate these Hispanic folks because they're in a racial attack on white people. I understand they're brainwashed. At the same point, it doesn't matter if a whole mob of people are coming down on you because you're wearing a Trump shirt or American flag. At a certain point, you know, I'm just glad nobody pulled a gun because, a good 10, 15 guys try to beat up each guy. They stand their ground. And,
that's going to happen, though. That's going to happen. And, legal doctrine in most areas of the country says that if you are being attacked by one person who is a member of a gang or a mob, you have the right to stand your ground and defend yourself using even lethal force in defense of your life against that entire group. That is legal doctrine in most areas of the country. So it's going to happen. The left is pushing it to that. And the tech giants are part of it, you see, because they won't allow you to have a debate online. They are pushing it into this kind of violence on the streets. They're complicit in it.
And by the way, even local news admits that the two Marine Corps veterans were attacked by a racial mob. But they go, oh, that's okay. It's cute. They're Trump people. F them. So, well, if this was a real shooting war, which I don't want to happen, what's the left going to do when They get in their car in the morning and something happens. I mean, they don't understand, like, once you start a war
right.
with people who know how to engage in war, they take our kindness for weakness.
And it's, we're here begging for people to hold their fire. Do not escalate the violence. And the left is trying to escalate it every single day. Who threw the first punch in that fight? It was that radical left-wing hater. That's who threw the first punch. And don't they understand? This is going to become a kinetic war if they keep pushing it in this direction, even though we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to have to defend our nation using the Second Amendment. But guess what? That's where they are pushing it to. And it is sad, and I pray for our country, and I pray for the safety of our patriots. I pray for the safety of our president. And I don't know what else we can do, Alex. We are working to exercise our freedom of speech. We are building platforms. We are expanding. We are trying to tell the truth. We are trying to defend ourselves against these assaults. We are trying to call for peace and civility in society. And we are being attacked in every direction from every vector.
And the lies. It doesn't even make me mad that they said I beat some kid up in Missouri and that I endangered children to take videos down, or that I made fun of Muslims when I just showed radical Islamists pouring into Europe, or, you know, I showed them having two-year-olds put money in the G-strings of men, shaking their butts in their faces. I think it's child abuse. It's that they did all that, and then they don't even show the video, and then the people buy into it. You know, it's that they're willing to lie at that level. You're like, my God, Brian Stelter and all these people really are sick. But then Anderson Cooper has 4,000 viewers with his $18 million show. That's kind of the good news here, is that no one is buying into this.
Your guests are here.
That's right. Our guests are here. So we're going to go ahead and go to Elijah Schaefer. And we've also have as well Joy Vila. They were down there last night. We just showed that footage. We got 2 minutes till break. But describe why you went down there. You know, what unfolded. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of work. Also, you try to, I mean, it's just really gotten crazy. A lot of courage to do this. So good to have you back, Joy and Elijah.
Thank you, Alex. It's always good to be on your show. You're a patriot. We love you. Yeah. So we came out. We're doing a social experiment. Me, Joy Vila, and Slightly Offensive. That's Elijah's YouTube channel. And it's been bipartisan. It's been showing a lot of hypocrisy of the left as well as some people on the right. And we just basically were not instigating anything. We wore Trump hats, Trump shirt, and we walked through the streets. We engaged in beautiful conversation. We landed at the Star in Hollywood, which is where we had people taking selfies with us. I got a 6'2" cardboard cutout of the president himself. I was singing the national anthem. We were happy. People were loving. And then this one thug came in.
Right, right. So what happened is that, of course, these were obviously anti-Trump agitators who started pointing out the fact that our opinion, mine and my security, whose white's opinion, didn't matter because we're white boys. And then he had the audacity to actually call Joy the N-word. And then he decided to justify that it didn't matter because he could say whatever he wanted. And that's basically right at that point, Joy got upset.
Yeah, I actually got in his face, not confronting, but I just said, this is disrespectful. You're disrespecting black Americans. You're disrespecting the president. We're all here having fun. There was every color at that Star celebrating the president after it has been destroyed, and we wanted to spread some love. And I said, get out of here. You're not welcome here. He started pulling down his pants and showing his butt. There was underage girls there, kids there. He was getting in our face. He kept calling us.
This is incredible because I saw the video, and I'm remembering this. We bleeped it, but I mean, exactly, pulling their pants down, yelling, screaming, calling people the N-word. They do this to ICE agents. They do it to cops. They attack food trucks that are just nearby because an ICE agent eats at them. It's just a crazed evil. We'll break it all down the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads.
Or look for Sunny Bay Heated Neck Wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joy Vila's here, award-winning top 10 artist. Elijah Schaefer, just kind of like he says, a centrist person that's pro-free speech. A bunch of their videos are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You can also go to their sites. We'll give you some of those so people can check those out on screen. But I tell you, Mike Adams is riding shotgun with us right now. And you see this type of stuff going on, and you see it unfolding, and you see the left attacking everybody everywhere, and they're so, it's like a KKK member saying the 50s, you know, beating up a black person trying to go to vote or whatever. They really believe they're in the right, and they believe the BS, and calling her the N-word. All these videos, every day I see a new video where the left, if it sees any black cops, calls them that. They attack women. They attack children. I mean, what is going on with these people?
Well, and my question to Joy here would be, where are the leftists standing up for your right to exist as a citizen in this country, as someone who has a human soul, who has freedom to speak, who has your own personal diversity and expression of who you are, and there's not a single prominent leftist that has stood up for you? Why is that, Joy?
Ridiculous. I think it's really because of Maxine Waters. She is like the godmother of this violent leftist movement. She's called for violence and attacks against Trump supporters. So people, they will see me, and I am a Black and Latina woman. I'm in Hollywood. Like you said, I'm just being myself. And yet they won't come to my defense because it is somehow justified to violently attack, to have racial slurs, to call me every name in the book and Elijah simply because we're Trump supporters. It's like that takes every human decency off the table. And we're here for peace. We wanted to have conversation. We had amazing conversations with people across the aisle before this riot and this mob started. And this guy was so violent. He was hyped up on every drug in the book. Elijah, tell him what happened after we started singing the national anthem.
Yeah, so the national anthem, after we finished it, actually, most people started booing us and saying, boo. And I was like, that's the national anthem. And they were like, well, it's not for Trump. I said, we didn't sing the national anthem for Trump. We sang it because we're proud of our country.
Yeah.
And they started booing us. Welcome to Los Angeles. We're singing the national anthem here in on the street.
And they were saying, we don't want your kind here. There were many people screaming, we don't want your kind here. It's
I got to ask you, it's like their textbook following what you'd imagine is some racist.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. What's it's next? Like they're denying your right to exist.
Do we have to drink at different fountains? We're going to isolate and segregate different cafes. We don't shop at the same department stores. It's like a new Jim Crow.
Well, that's another thing, though. The left doesn't want us in their businesses and stuff, but they don't even know how to work or do anything. They would all starve to death if we weren't there.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the violence escalated actually because the guy did leave after I told him stop disrespecting America and stop calling us the N-word because there was another older African-American gentleman there who also told him the same thing. He was offended and we both were like, stop it. This is not okay. There's minors here. Pull your pants up. I mean, he was showing his everything to everyone.
His gross butt in front of children, which is the indecency.
He was simulating sex. He was doing
pumping
it was
the ground.
Crude, you know, he was getting in my face. He's like, I know you want it. He's
typical gross,
everything.
Like, gross person.
He came back. Wow. So he left, and then he came back with four other guys and continued to get in our faces, and then that's when he was like, oh, you're not going to fight me?
Yeah.
Girl,
but think about the hypocrisy of this, though, is that they are doing this in the name of what they call equality and tolerance. They call themselves tolerant, and they say that you, Joy, that you are...
And then the media, the controlled corporate media, will then cover up what's really happening.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And actually, all they're doing is those radical leftists are exposing, like, their inner pedophile or something.
And I noticed you guys have a bunch of videos like these. I mean, it seems like things are escalating with this whole summer of rage. I think they're trying to censor libertarians, conservatives ahead of something big. What do you think, Elijah and Joy?
Yeah, so what I think is this. So last weekend, last Thursday, I went to Maxine Waters' office to go report on a protest that was happening there. And I actually went, we can get into this too, because Joy is not my only friend of color. I have a friend named Black Mike. You can look him up on Instagram. He's blowing up, official Black Mike. He's like the male Candace Owens. And if you see here, we went to go report there. And because I'm the wrong skin color now, which is people say that this whole idea of racism towards white people isn't real. But because I have blonde hair, look, I'm a youth pastor.
I'm
a worship leader. I've been to Bible college. I do global missions. I've done it to the Philippines and Mexico. I mean, I go all over the place. I'm sharing the message of Jesus and of love and of peace. And they're calling me a white supremacist, calling me KKK. They're going out there. And then it's so funny because we're out there. They accosted us. They assaulted us to the point where a pastor tried to get us out because they came at us with bats. And you know what? That was not done because there's a bunch of angry black people in South Central or whatever, Torrance area. It's because Maxine Waters has called them too violent.
She's okayed this. And that's exactly what happened when we were on Hollywood Boulevard. They actually brought a knife. They stole his camera.
They stole a $3,000 camera. They stole it out of my cameraman's
hand.
They
punched our guard, who's a veteran, who's a military veteran. He was trying to do crowd control and saying back up.
They didn't care. We told them, we go, hey, this guy is a Marine. Have some respect. And all the kids, by the way, these are Generation Z, all there, like probably 20, 25 kids, are start saying, who cares?
12 years old or 9 years old.
He deserved it and stuff. And that's the next generation of what they're trying to bring up, our anti-American anti-moral, anti-respect for
yeah,
for
and
people.
This is the fight that broke out. They literally, he threw the first punch at our dear man. His name is Tony, and he actually suffered, his face got split open. He's suffering from a concussion right now. Four thugs on one.
He beat them up. One conservative to beat off four guys.
Yeah.
He actually beat them up.
Yeah.
What are you doing to protect your safety there? I mean, what you're describing are incredible acts of violence and racism. This is
what would happen. Right on
but also
Hollywood
the courage
Boulevard.
You've got to have to just wear Trump gear on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, no kidding.
That's right. We're not inciting the violence. We were smiling. I was telling, there was all those little girls there. I said, oh, you look so pretty. You girls look so cute. You want to take a picture? We had the Trump stand-up. Elijah and I are making jokes.
It was a family event.
We're live streaming. Liz, by the way, we have all of that footage on my Periscope at joy_villa and on his Periscope.
Yeah, you go to youtube.com/slightlyoffensive and watch the whole live
unfold. We stream the whole thing.
And we're going to write articles about that as well. We absolutely. Trump overall is doing a pretty good job, but he needs to make a bigger deal out of this persecution. It needs to be done.
It's race-based persecution.
It's suffering. I mean, this for being pro-Trump. We're not.
It is all racial. It's like F you, you're a black person. F you, you're a white person. It's all race-based. It's insane.
It's totally insane. And look, these are illegal acts of violence. These are discriminatory acts that are violating the civil rights of both of your guests here right now. Those attackers should be prosecuted, and those who are complicit in that should be prosecuted. That's my take.
Right.
Well, let me ask you about this.
We have a police report because it was
assault and burglary, and we want to push it as a hate crime because the point is he was calling us out for being white and for being black and saying that we didn't matter, and he was going to say whatever
we
he wanted.
We don't belong here.
Yeah, that our kind doesn't belong.
So if you're black, you're wrong, and if you're white, you're wrong, and if you're Latino, you're wrong.
Here's the deal. He follows Stephen Colbert. So let me ask you this question. Obviously, this guy needs to be discovered. We need to find out his identity. We should have a hotline for that. And if the LAPD won't prosecute him, it's a serious issue. But a lot of other folks punching people in the head as well.
Yes, there is. There's too much violence going on simply for wearing this red hat, simply for being pro-Trump, simply for wearing American flag nowadays. You can get hurt and almost killed. I mean, I'm used to having death threats, but walking down the street wearing a Trump hat, that should not be the norm.
Yeah, let's pull up Joy Villa in that great Academy Awards deal 2016 and the great red, white, and blue dress. I mean, that really made him mad. But, I mean, this is America. People should be able to. Plus, just since Trump's been so successful with the economy and unemployment and so many things, you'd think it would lessen their anger. But, no, it's worse now because if he gets proven right, it's over for them.
Especially for minorities, he's lessened the burden. We now have jobs. You know, my cousins who are black, my cousins who are Latino, they have jobs now because of Trump. The economy is flourishing and prospering. People are walking away from the Democratic plantation, and people are seeing that Trump is a peacemaker. He's going to make peace with major, superpowers around the world so that America can be great again. This is huge.
And also, just to say to both of you, you are so welcome here at InfoWars. You are welcome on our platforms. Create a channel on Real.Video, by the way, so we can cover your videos editorially. You are welcome here, and you are loved here. You are loved for your work as a pastor. You are loved for your work for peace.
Thank you.
Are loved for your voice, for your spirit, who you are. We see you, we recognize you, and we embrace you.
And the establishment wants to lie about both them. They want to lie about both these great people and then misrepresent it. That's why they want to silence us. That's the key. It's not just silence us. They want to silence us and then misrepresent what we've done.
Yes.
Right.
That's right.
To shut you out, and I want to say this. At this point now in Los Angeles, it doesn't matter whether you're black, brown, or white. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. We're fighting for a safe L.A.
Safe L.A.
We have some major social projects coming up between Joy Villa and Slightly Offensive. And we're also going to be teaming up with some Fleckus Talks in the future and Official Black Mike. We're starting an entire...
Hold on. We're back in 70 seconds. Do 5 more minutes to talk about what you're doing and what you see coming next. But clearly, we've passed the point of return. Critical juncture this summer and fall. The globalists are making their move, but so are we. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.